Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too. Last week, we talked about how many Jewish leaders thought that miracles would stop when Jesus died. However, the apostles also performed miracles. Many people believed in Jesus Christ and joined the church. This made Jewish leaders angry. They put Peter and John in prison. King Herod Agrippa had the apostle James killed. The apostles called 7 men to help lead the church. One was a righteous man named Stephen. He taught the gospel to many people. Some wicked people lied and said that Stephen spoke against the Jewish law. They took him to be tried by the Jewish leaders. Stephen told the leaders that they were wicked. He said that they had killed Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Then Stephen looked up into heaven and saw Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. When he told the leaders what he saw, they were very angry. They took Stephen out of the city to kill him by throwing stones at him. They laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. As Stephen was dying, he asked God to take his spirit to heaven. He also asked God to forgive those who were killing him. Then he died. We also talked about the many people in Samaria who heard and believed the gospel. They were baptized, but they did not have the Holy Ghost. Peter and John went to Samaria. They laid their hands on people's heads and gave them the gift of the Holy Ghost. A man named Simon saw Peter and John giving people the gift of the Holy Ghost. Simon knew that the two apostles could give people the gift of the Holy Ghost because they had the priesthood. He wanted the priesthood too. He offered Peter and John money for it. Peter told Simon that no one can buy the priesthood. God gives it to righteous men. Peter knew that Simon was not righteous. He told him to repent. Children, today we are going to talk about two of the most important apostles in the early church, Peter and Paul. Both of these men were called to lead the church and to teach the people about the Savior. Each one of them had many powerful experiences and did many wonderful acts of service, just like the Savior himself. Learning about these good men and following their examples will in turn help us grow closer to Jesus. Children at home, turn to chapter 59, Saul Learns About Jesus, on page 154, and follow along as we read aloud.
Saul had watched the people kill Stephen. One day, Saul was walking to the city of Damascus with some friends.
He wanted to put some of Christ's disciples in prison. Suddenly, a bright light from heaven surrounded him.
He fell to the ground. Then Saul heard the voice of Jesus asking him why he was trying to hurt the saints.
Saul was afraid. He asked Jesus what he should do. The Savior said Saul should go to Damascus. There Saul would be told what he needed to do.
Saul opened his eyes, but he could not see. He was blind. His friends took him to Damascus, a disciple of Jesus Christ named Ananias lived in Damascus.
In a vision, Jesus told Ananias to go to Saul. Ananias had the priesthood. He put his hands on Saul's head and blessed him that Saul's sight would come back.
After being healed, Saul was baptized and received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Saul changed his name to Paul.
He was called to be an apostle. He became a missionary for the church. He wrote many letters. He went to many lands and taught the gospel.
What did Saul watch the wicked people do to the disciple Stephen? Rachel?
Kill him.
Right. Who was Saul with while walking to Damascus? Haley?
His friends.
Right. Where did Saul want to put some of Christ's disciples? Madeline?
In jail.
Exactly. Reagan, where did the bright light that surrounded Saul come from?
Jesus.
Right, and so whose voice did Saul hear, and what did it say? Rachel?
It's okay. Jesus's.
And what did it say?
Why was he hurting the saints?
Right. How did Saul feel when all this was happening to him? How did he feel, Riley?
Afraid.
He was. He was very afraid. Where did the Savior tell Saul he needed to go? Haley?
Damascus.
Right. He told him to go to Damascus, right? Why did Saul need to go to Damascus? Madeline?
Because Jesus told him to, and that's where he would receive further instructions.
Right. So he obeyed, right? What happened when Saul opened his eyes? Riley, do you know?
He was blind.
Wow, you are right. Can you imagine that? If you were just closing your eyes and then he opened them and you were blind. I can't even imagine.
It's like opening one set of eyelids, but the other pair is closed.
Right. All right. So how did Saul get to Damascus? Reagan, how did he get there?
His friends carried him.
Great. They did. And who is Ananias? I love that name. Haley?
A disciple.
Right. So where did Jesus tell Ananias to go? Riley?
To Saul.
To Saul, right. And what did Ananias do to Saul? Reagan?
Gave him a priesthood blessing.
Wow. That is amazing. Have you had a blessing before, everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. After being healed, what did Saul decide to do? Riley?
To start over.
Wow, to start over. What else? Madeline?
To serve missions, be baptized, and give the Holy Ghost to when he got the priesthood.
So he wanted to serve missions? Serve a mission? Okay, what else did he do? Rachel?
Be baptized.
Be baptized, exactly. What else? Haley?
Get baptized.
Right, get baptized. Did he? Reagan?
Changed his name to Paul.
He did. Why do you think Saul changed his name? Rachel?
Maybe to represent starting over.
Oh, I love that. Exactly. Yes. Madeline?
Because Saul was the person who did bad things, and since he was changing, he wanted a changeover, and so people wouldn't remember him as a person who wouldn't do bad, who did bad things.
Right, that's a great way. It's kind of like he wanted to change everything, didn't he? Even his name. I think that's a great idea. You?
Yeah.
And I love, what did you say again, Rachel? About he wanted to just completely change, right?
To represent starting over.
Starting over. I love that, starting over. Well, Saul was called to be an apostle. What else did he do for the church?
He went on missions to other lands.
So he wanted to start spreading the gospel because he knew it was true, right? Okay, so what else did he do for the church? Was there anything else besides going on a mission? What are missionaries? What do? They set good what? Rachel?
They set examples for people.
And so Saul was an example, right? A great example. How have you come to know and love the Savior in the same way that Saul did? Have you done something to show your love?
Go to church.
That's a great way to do that and become a good example, Riley. Anyone else? Rachel?
Read the scriptures.
Great. Yes, that's a wonderful way as well. When you read your scriptures, Rachel, how does that make you feel closer to Jesus?
Because I'm learning about him so I can know how he lived.
Wonderful. That's exactly right. I think that's perfect. Anyone else? Riley, when you go to church, how does that help you to get to know the Savior more?
Sing the hymns and learn about him. Hearing the stories about Jesus.
Right, and we come to know him better and to love him, right?
The Lord needs valiant servants to do his work in the latter day, who follow the teachings of Jesus and serve his people in a loving way. I will be his servant and keep my covenants valiantly. I'll stand for truth. I'll stand for right. The Lord can depend on me.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the experience of Saul on the road to Damascus. Not all of us will come to know the Savior in the same way that Saul did. As we do our best to follow God's commandments, and as we realize that we are not perfect, we will come to see more and more that we need the help of the Savior. Saul learned about Jesus through the powerful experience with bright lights and great miracles. When we learn about Jesus, it often happens more quietly through the whisperings of the Spirit, but it isn't any less a miracle. Turn with us to chapter 60. Peter brings Tabitha back to life on page 156 as we learn more about the righteous acts of the apostles following the death of the Savior.
A good woman named Tabitha lived in the city of Joppa. She was a follower of Jesus Christ. She helped many people and did many good things.
She became sick and died. Her friends sent for Peter. When he got there, he asked Tabitha's friends to leave the room.
Peter knelt and prayed, then told Tabitha to stand. She opened her eyes and sat up. Peter helped her stand.
He called her friends. They came and saw that she was alive. Peter had used the power of the priesthood to bring Tabitha back to life.
Many people in Joppa believed in Jesus Christ when they learned of Tabitha's return to life.
Great. What was so special about Tabitha? Anybody know? Rachel.
She followed Jesus Christ and was very kind.
That's right. And what did she do for the people of Joppa? What did she do for the people? Riley, what did she do?
Served them.
She did. In what ways do you think she served them? When you serve somebody, what are some things you think she might have done? Rachel?
Help them with their work.
She may have done that. Right. lots of things to serve other people. What happened to Tabitha? Haley, do you know?
She was a good woman.
She was. She was a great woman. And what happened to her? Something happened to her. Do you remember? Okay, think about it. What happened to Tabitha? Reagan.
She got sick and died.
Right, she did. And who did her friends go and get to help? Haley.
Peter.
Peter, that's right. Why do you guys think that they went and got Peter? Why did they go and get Peter? Why would they? Madeline?
Because he has the priesthood?
Probably, right? And so where did Peter ask Tabitha's friends to go? Riley?
Out of the room.
Right. Why do you think he did that? Why did he have them leave the room, do you think? This has happened before, right, in the scriptures when Jesus performed miracles. He had people leave. Rachel?
So that maybe they would come in and see her alive and not witness it?
Great, that's probably why. We don't know for sure. But what did Peter do when he was alone with Tabitha? What did he do when he was alone with Tabitha? Reagan, do you know? Remember, he sent the people out and he was alone with Tabitha. What did he do?
Pray.
He prayed? After Peter prayed, what did he tell Tabitha to do? Haley.
To stand up.
That's right. He said, stand up. What happened to her when he said to stand up? Rachel.
She opened her eyes and then she needed help standing up.
So she came to life?
Yeah.
Wasn't she dead? Was she dead, Madeline?
Yes.
So is that a miracle?
Yes.
Okay, so think about what the people must have thought when she came out. How do you think Tabitha's friends felt when they saw her alive? Reagan?
They might have thought that it was pretty weird.
That's true. Because why? Why would they think that was weird?
Because she was dead, and then when they go back, they see her alive.
Yeah, but that just doesn't happen every day, right?
She's been dead for a while.
Right. She's been dead for a while. And what do you think? What are you thinking about that, Rachel?
They might have been amazed.
Right. Wouldn't you be? That would be so amazing to see that. How did Peter bring Tabitha back to life? What do you think, Riley? Was Peter a doctor?
No.
No. How did he bring her back to life? Okay, we'll come back to you. Haley.
Blessed her?
He did. He blessed her. What does that mean when you bless someone? When Peter blessed her, what does that mean? Rachel?
Thus said it was a blessing from Heavenly Father.
Exactly, it was. It was a blessing from Heavenly Father. It was a miracle that Tabitha was brought back to life. When the people in the city heard what happened, what do you think? What did they think? Haley?
That they believed in Jesus Christ.
Right. Why do you think all of a sudden they believed in Jesus Christ?
That's because they witnessed a miracle.
Right. They witnessed a miracle. Would that change your mind if you witnessed that miracle? I would change mine for sure.
Time up.
is trust in God above, in Christ who showed the way. Faith is strength, and I feel it grow whenever I obey.
If we are righteous, Heavenly Father will be able to help us in bringing about His great work. We may not be called to be apostles like Peter and Paul, but we can still do our part by helping our family and friends come unto the Savior. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week we'll read chapter 61, Paul and Silas in prison, and chapter 62, Paul obeys the Holy Ghost.
See you next week.
Scripture Power.